In addition, commentary is provided on Einstein's article to explain the basis on which his argument was constructed. Some space is devoted also to accounting for obvious distortions of Einstein's Why Socialism, appearing in academic treatments that seek to remove many of the more rebellious aspects of his analysis, subtracting from rather than adding to his vision. The introduction is followed by Einstein's article itself. In this book, this remarkable work is highlighted as the classic it is. Finally, an afterword includes John J. Simon's notable treatment, Albert Einstein, Radical, A Political Profile, written for Monthly Review in May 2005 on the occasion of both the 50th anniversary of Einstein's death and the centennial of his miraculous year in which he published 5 epoch-making scientific papers establishing his world reputation. Simon's elegance of style and historical sense have made his essay unsurpassed in revealing the inner character of Einstein's political life. It is hoped that this volume will bring Einstein's Why Socialism to life for generations both old and new. Its relevance has only grown in the 3/4 of a century since it was written. To ask why socialism, as Einstein did in his day, is to raise the question of the future of humanity. John Bellamy Foster, Eugene, Oregon, July 24, 2024. Einstein's Why Socialism and Monthly Review, A Historical Introduction, by John Bellamy Foster. A spring 1949 memorandum in the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Albert Einstein file, part of the FBI's vault of documents released under the Freedom of Information Act, states, advised by an agent in the field that in April 1949, a circular was distributed in the Nashua, New Hampshire area, announcing a new magazine entitled Monthly Review, an independent socialist magazine. The first issue was dated to come out as the May 1949 edition. The first issue would contain articles by Albert Einstein, Why Socialism, Paul M. Sweezy, Recent Developments in American Capitalism, Otto Nathan, Transition to Socialism in Poland, Leo Huberman, Socialism and American Labor, Re New York Report, dated 3-15-51, Espionage CH. The rest of the message is blacked out. Another memorandum that immediately follows in the FBI's Einstein file, and which is similarly redacted, reads, advised the New York office that the Monthly Review, 66 Barrow Street, New York City, self-proclaimed an independent socialist magazine, made its initial appearance in May of 1949. The first issue contained articles by Albert Einstein and others. This investigative report stated further that a study of the articles contained in a background check of the editors and contributors revealed that this magazine was communist-inspired and followed the approved Communist Party line. New York Report, dated 1-30-50, re-internal security. Albert Einstein, the world's most famous theoretical physicist and its most celebrated scientist, had fled Germany upon Adolf Hitler's rise, immigrating to the United States in 1933, where he became a citizen in 1940. Yet, for J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, Einstein remained a dangerous and un-American figure, threatening the internal security of the United States by his very presence in the country. His publication in May 1949 of an article titled Why Socialism for the new periodical Monthly Review, an independent socialist magazine, was thus viewed by the FBI as a direct confirmation of his strong communist sympathies. The FBI had opened its file on Einstein in 1932 when he was seeking to immigrate to the United States with a long report by the Woman Patriot Corporation, WPC, which in its extreme anti-communism claimed that Einstein was inadmissible to the country. Not even Stalin himself, the WPC charged, is affiliated with so many anarcho-communist international groups to promote world revolution and ultimate anarchy as Albert Einstein. The FBI continued to collect everything it could on Einstein's numerous socialist connections for the remainder of his life. Although Einstein famously sent a letter to President Franklin D. Roosevelt on August 2, 1939, on the possibility of developing an atomic bomb, a letter that has often been seen as directly leading to the Manhattan Project, the US military declared him a security risk, and he was excluded from the development and even knowledge of the making of the atomic bomb during the Second World War, including the decision by President Harry S. Truman to drop it on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In the late 1940s, the Red Scare associated with McCarthyism, named after U.S. Senator Joseph McCarthy, was already beginning. In April 1949, only a month before Einstein's Why Socialism was published in Monthly Review, Life magazine, Time magazine's sister publication, included Einstein in a 2-page photo